Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9 and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
It is 3:03, Thursday, the fourth day of April. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Lisa Fielding. Keith Johnson is off. We've got light rain, 44 degrees, another kind of wet and raw day. North winds gusting now at 17 miles an hour. Warmer by the weekend and even warmer on Monday. We'll have the AccuWeather forecast coming up at 3:15. But first, our top story, a multi-vehicle crash involving semi-trucks is jamming up traffic in northwest Indiana. Let's get a live update now from WBBM's Brian Peck.
Well, eastbound 8094, Lisa, has all lanes closed at Calumet. This is due to that earlier multi-vehicle crash. It involved a semi, so this has now led to a crash investigation. It's going to last for the next several hours, according to NDOT. All traffic is being diverted off at Calumet. So, in the meantime, passenger cars should use Ridge Road, and semis, good ideas to take the Indiana Toll Road. That's going to be your best friend for the next several hours. Brian Peck reporting live from News Radio WBBM.
And we'll hear from Brian again in about 4 minutes. Thanks so much. Naperville mourning the loss of a high school student after he was killed earlier this week in an avalanche while skiing in Switzerland.
Monday's avalanche near the Swiss resort of Zermatt killed 15-year-old Alexis Alex Bega. Alex was on the swim team at Naperville Central. He was also a member of the Academy Bullet Swim Club, where Brian Brown was his coach for 5 years. Brown says Alex was an intense competitor as well as an inspiration to his teammates and coaches.
He knew when to make things kind of lighthearted in practice. He knew when to push his teammates to work a little bit harder. He knew when to push himself. He was wise beyond his years when it came to that.
Brown says he expected Alex would have great success later in life, and he says he's sad that he won't get to see what Alex would have become. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
It sounds like a case for CSI. Two people dead after separate incidences today at water treatment facilities in Chicago. About 5:30 this morning, police say a man was found beaten to death outside the Eugene Sawyer Water Purification Plant near Rainbow Beach on the south side. Then a few hours later, police say a 63-year-old contractor died at a pumping station on the west side after apparently getting electrocuted. Police in Michigan City arrested a man after he allegedly broke into the apartment of his ex-girlfriend, the mother of his children, and allegedly tried to take at least one of the kids while in disguise.
34-year-old Michael Redmond, according to police, was wearing a wig and a mask when he entered the apartment and pointed a gun at the woman, demanding that she get one of their children and some belongings together. Court documents show she recognized his voice right away. The police report says she pushed him and he pushed back. She called 911. Her phone was smashed. But police were there soon after and arrested Redmond after a brief foot pursuit. He had a warrant for his arrest. Felony charges include burglary, possession of a firearm by a serious violent felon, domestic battery with a deadly weapon, and domestic battery with a deadly weapon in the presence of a minor. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Nurse in Crystal Lake sentenced to 2 years in prison after she pled guilty to tampering with medication prescribed to her patients. Sarah Diamond was accused of removing morphine prescribed to multiple patients and replacing it with another liquid at Crystal Pines Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in 2021. Prosecutors say the 31-year-old used the morphine for her personal use. Here in Chicago, Mayor Johnson and other officials renewing a call to President Biden to clear the way for work permits for migrants and undocumented immigrants.
At the crowded headquarters of the Chicago Urban League, Mayor Johnson told dozens of advocates and officials that he's spearheading a letter calling on the president to authorize work permits for new arrivals and longtime undocumented immigrants.
We're going to continue to urge President Biden to use every tool that is at his disposal to support our newly arrivals and our undocumented residents. But let me make this perfectly clear. This is an international global crisis that requires a federal response. We need the president to extend the same economic opportunities to our long-term undocumented brothers and sisters to further benefit our communities, to empower immigrants so they can build a better life here.
He says some 300 other cities and counties are joining in this action. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Animal control on the scene of a house in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood today for calls of animal neglect.
Dozens of cats were rescued from a home near Hermitage and 77th Street this week after multiple calls for animal neglect. 37-year-old Ashley Burrell, owner of Nikki's Ferals, was arrested Tuesday. CBS 2 reports that cat rescuer Janice Cole worked with Burrell and donated money, cat food, and other items to help Burrell's mission.
She contacts me constantly asking for money. And I told her, I'm not giving you any more money. But this is after hundreds of dollars.
But she says she was skeptical the money was actually being put toward animal care.
Started getting suspicious when she picked up a cat for me that was perfectly healthy, and all of a sudden it disappeared. And I told her, where is the cat? And she said, oh, it had to be euthanized. Out of the blue.
Burrell was charged with a misdemeanor count of violating her animal owner duties. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the roller coaster ride of weather we've had this spring means no cherry blossoms yet at two popular gardens in the suburbs. But as WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports, a warm-up next week could change that.
The handful of cherry tree varieties at the Chicago Botanic Garden usually bloom around April 15th, but can be as much as 2 weeks ahead of schedule, with the Prunus snow fountains going first. Jacob Burns, curator of plant collections, expects them to start next week.
Some of them are starting to show signs of color already, so that's why I think that by next week they should be in full bloom.
At the Morton Arboretum in Lyle, plant clinic manager Spencer Campbell is more hesitant to speculate.
We can't promise when cherry blossoms will come, but we do know that we'll be looking for it in the next few weeks. It's truthfully unpredictable, just like Chicago weather.
Once they open, the white or pink flowers typically stay for 1 or 2 weeks, but weather that's too cold or too warm could hasten their departure. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.